from inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios. I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. The Lee County Sheriff's Office is alerting citizens of a van advertising janitorial services, which in fact is using the front to gain access to homes and later burglarizing them. Lee County Sheriff's Office Public Information Officer Deputy Vivian Martinez tells us more.
Yes, deputies have responded to several calls in the north part of the Hobbs area in the county. And the suspect vehicle is a white van displaying the name Janitorial Services in orange lettering. Deputies request that homeowners not allow these people into your home. They are casing homes for items and later return to burglarize the home. So if anybody sees a van meeting this description, a white van with orange lettering that says Janitorial Services along the side, please call law enforcement immediately.
Martinez adds that that particular van has been reported stolen. In a press release from the Lovington Police Department, they are alerting citizens that a man has been going door to door in the city of Lovington and identifying himself as a U.S. Census taker. He then asks for residents' social security numbers and other information. As part of the scan, the man uses a false ID badge to identify himself. According to the press release, the U.S. Census takers never ask for social security numbers, bank information, or credit card information. Should anyone encounter this scammer, do not give them pertinent information. Also notify authorities and don't let them into your homes. Eddy County Clerk Robin Vanetta has some important information about mail ballots.
You know, the first day we can mail out a ballot for the general election is October the 6th. We've had many requests and people are wondering where their ballot is, but that's the first day legally we can mail one out. So we just wanted people to realize that and to just hold tight. They're coming.
Those ballots will only be sent to those voters that have submitted an application to vote absentee by mail for the general election. It's Constitution Day, and Denver City teacher and coach Speedy Faith, who formerly taught and coached in Lovington, notes the importance of the Constitution.
Separation of powers between Congress, the president, and the court system. So that's the Constitution. Then the first 10 amendments were added to the Constitution, so that it would be able to get ratified. And then the First Amendment talks about freedom of religion, freedom of press, speech, freedom of assembly. I believe that's probably the one that we really need to know about.
In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.